Danvers High School football coach Nolan Ryan is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Ryan, welcome to the 2023 season.
Well, thank you for having me on, and we're very excited over at Danvers for the start of the season. It's been a long preseason.
We will talk about this week's game, your opener at Tewksbury, in just a moment, but let me have you tell us about your preseason camp. What were the big holes that you really had to fill off of last year's team due to graduation? Where did you have to focus this fall?
I think one of the biggest things, we didn't lose a million seniors. The leadership of Aris Zaris, a tight end and D end, that was a big loss. So we had to step up and really have some kids establish themselves as leaders, you know, in the winter, in the spring, in the summer. But outside of that, we only had five or six seniors last year, so we had a lot of kids coming back who saw time. So we're looking for them to take it to the next level and also move some more kids who maybe didn't play as much last year into a more prominent role on offense, defense, special teams.
Well, what can you tell me about prominent roles, if you will, for this offense this year? Who will be playing some of those roles for you this year?
Well, we have a couple guys that you've seen over the past 4 years. Travis Voisin, a quarterback who started since the pandemic year when he was a freshman. Same thing with Owen Gazanowski, who's been out there since his freshman year as well. A couple guys who've stepped up for us, Logan Mativia, tight end H-back. He's done a great job. Got a couple guys on the outside receivers, Casper Zach and Luke Mativia. And then we've got some new guys that have stepped up in new roles. Whether it be Marco Betancourt at the skill positions. We've got Grayson is going to be looking to play more on offense as well. So we've got a bunch of new guys stepping up, and we've got a lot of returning linemen. We're going to be starting five seniors opening night. So I think we've got a decent amount of experience there, but some guys stepping in for the first time in starting roles.
What about over on the defensive side?
On the defensive side, we're still going to rely on some of the same kids that have been out there, but some of the guys who have stepped up into new starting roles, like Mike Albano, we're very, very excited about. He's a really, really athletic, smart junior for us, so we're excited about him playing safety for us. Also have some guys that played a lot of sophomores and juniors the last couple of years, whether it be Mativia, Kaspazak, the other Mativia, our linemen, Burke, Kazowski, Wade. You know, Betancourt stepping in on that defensive line as well. And one kid who's really stepped up for us huge in this offseason, in the preseason, due to injuries, he got an opportunity and just flourished, is George Sabul, one of our linebackers that's really stepped it up. So we're really excited for the season. We're excited for George. And we've had a bunch of other kids, too, who've, you know, really done the work in the weight room throughout the course of the year. And I think they're going to do good things this year.
Well, do you have a note or two that you could share from your scrimmages? Anything of interest to share with us from your scrimmages this in August?
Well, we scrimmage three teams, and we go first with Woburn on the first Saturday, and we know that's going to be a physical affair, and we're going to get after it, and our kids know they have to show up, and they have to have each other's back, and they've got to decide that they're going to play tough, hard-nosed football. Then we had a joint practice with Westford Academy. That's a Division II school, very skilled, very good spread offense, and we know we have to be, you know, adhere to the details, and they've got a whole lot of team speed. So I think we did pretty well in both of those two scrimmages, and then we go versus Fenwick in our game scrimmage, which is always tough. And we went out there, and I think we played all right. We had some things to clean up. But kids stepped in and showed that they could make plays and do what we asked them to do. So that was a great sign. So considering everything, I think the preseason went pretty well.
You know, Ryan, you think about, you guys are playing Tewksbury on Friday night. And, I think back to the great matchups you guys. I can't recall them all, but you had some great postseason matchups with the Merrimack Valley teams. Now you're opening up the season against Tewksbury. I guess my question is just how good is this Tewksbury team you're going to be facing Friday?
Tewksbury is like one of those programs that the names on the back of the jerseys change, even though they don't have names, but they're still going to be the same thing. They're tough kids, and they do a million things offensively, and they're aggressive defensively. And every year, you know you're going to be in for a battle. They're super creative on both sides of the ball. They're really, really well coached. And, you know, to jump to conclusions, they haven't played a game yet. You know, they look like every other Tewksbury team to me, with just really, really tough kids that are well coached. And it's, we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Brian, what are the key matchups as you see it? What is it that Danvers has to focus on, you know, against this Tewksbury team?
I think everyone, you want to do a good job controlling the run game and doing the best job you can to neutralize that defensively, then not give up the big plays. Offensively, on the other hand, you want to establish your run game and make them have to do other things to stop that so you can be more creative and create the big plays. So I think that's two things, you know, establishing the physicality up front. And then I think it's always a big thing with them and special teams, winning the special teams, not making mistakes, and also pressuring the other team into, you know, allowing you to make a big play or two that can change the course of the game. So, you know, it's the physical aspect, and then I think it's the mental aspect of not having a breakdown that allows big play, and I'm sure they're, you know, looking to do the same thing to us.
Yeah. Ryan, I've finished with my hard-hitting questions for you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about Danvers football here in 2023 that I did not ask you about?
No, I just think that, you know, our kids have really worked hard. You know, they've been in the weight room in the winter and then in the mornings in the spring and all summer. And they did the 7-on-7s, and they're committed to being the best they can be and playing for each other. And, you know, they've done a whole lot of work throughout the course of the year to come up to this game one of the regular season. So, you know, we're excited to go out there and show what we can do. And I'm just very proud of the kids and the effort they put in, just like the kids before them. So we're excited to get out there and play a very good team from a very good conference and see where we're at.
Yeah, you nailed it. Well, Ryan, thanks so much for sharing Danvers football information with us here. And best of luck on Friday night.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you for all the things you guys do over there at MSO.
You got it. Ryan Nolan, football coach, Danvers High School on MSONewsSports.com.